morning.
Let us pray. Father, Lord Jesus, it is a good day and it is a good start when we come to you in this place. We really want to hear something from you, Father, that you know you are the source of life, you are the source of the word. That's why every word that comes from you, it is the direction through our life. Speak to us, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us open our Bible. We read one verse from Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Brothers and sisters, we are on preparing Christmas Day because we almost November. Last night, when all Indonesian pastors gathered together, we are thinking and pray together, what kind of Christmas? Of course, celebration. What is the purpose of celebration? Everybody give the idea, and finally, we find this word. Christmas is a time to show God glory. Christmas is a time to bring peace in our life. So, I think it is good for us to think about God's glory and peace among other people, because this is the purpose of Christmas. This is the reason why Jesus came from heaven to the earth. When we talk about glory, we can know that from Old Testament, glory only belongs to God. Glory only belongs to God. Even not many people can see the glory of God, even you are a priest, because glory only seen by some people who are elected, by some people who are chosen. But in the New Testament, everybody can see the glory of God, because the glory of God come upon Jesus. That's why when Jesus come to the earth, the angel said, glory to the God. Why the angel say glory to the God? Because now the glory belong God. Come to Jesus. I try to understand who is the angel who say this word. The angel like domestic helper who stay with employer. So, the angel is a person who serve God, like domestic helper. That's why the angel know who is God, how big his glory, how marvelous he is. But now, God who are glory, God who are amazing, come to Jesus. That's why he said, they said, that glory to God. Jesus is not only the reflection of the glory of God, but he is the glory because he is God. That's why John chapter 1:14, let us see John chapter 1:14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 18, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, it is Jesus, who is in bosom of the Father, he has declared him. When Jesus declared him, That's been Jesus declared God glory. So everybody who see Jesus can see the glory of God. How Jesus reflect or show the glory of God is very simple. Number one, Jesus signed it through the miracle. Let's see John chapter 2 verse 11. This is the beginning of sign it did Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory. He changed water become wine. What is the purpose? To show his glory. Another verse, still from the book of John. We see John 11, verse 4. When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God." That's why after say like this, few days after that, Jesus came and he called Lazarus who is dead. And then when he did like this, he showed the glory of God. Of course, the last part of this series, when he died, he showed the glory of God. Brothers and sisters, the glory of God is something complex, but Jesus make it very simple. You just see me, and you can see the glory of God. Our president, Joko Widodo, he came to United States, and then he speak among United States businessmen. At the end of his message, he quote a few sentence from Job Steve. You know that sentence. I translate from Indonesia to English. Job Steve said, "Simple is the reflection from smart. Only smart people like Job Steve can change complexity become simple. That's why you have iPhone. Everything make it simple." Yeah. But what I want to say is, simple is the reflection from glory. Only the person like Jesus who can make the glory of God, who is very complex, become simple. Just come to him and you can see the glory of God. So, what is the purpose of our Christmas activity? Of course, the purpose of our Christmas activity is to bring the glory of God. To bring the glory of God. I think this kind of statement need to put in our mind, because every year when we prepare Christmas, we just think about where to have dinner, with whom, and how we celebrate the Christmas, what kind of present, everything A, B, C, D. But today, I want to you put the first thing when we prepare Christmas is to bring the glory of God. This is the first thing. And the second thing, the angel said, "And on earth peace." So, in the sense with God, Christmas is glory of God. In the sense of earth, Christmas is bring peace to other people. I have one video on my Facebook. If you have make friend with me, you can see the video. how Jesus bring peace. This is an illustration from the Old Testament. Usually, Old Testament people, when they want to have peace with God, they need to bring a sheep. And then the priest bring this sheep and pray so that the sheep can replace the sinner by giving this sheep so that they can get peace from God. In John chapter 1 verse 29, we see John chapter 1 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. By giving his life, Jesus take away the sin of the life of the world. That's why Jesus bring peace to other people. No other religion leader have said this sentence. But Jesus said this sentence. He said that, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Only Jesus said, "Peace I give it to you." How can Jesus give this peace to everybody? Because he replaced us. Because he died for us. Because he died for us, so he make peace between we and God. One more verse is very powerful verse from Hebrews chapter 13, 20. "Now may the God of peace, who brought up your Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant." The writer said, God is the God of the peace. And then, who brought up Lord Jesus from the dead. How God show his peace? By giving Jesus to us. And then, who is Jesus? The Bible said, Jesus is the great shepherd of the sheep. I'm doing my thesis about God as the shepherd. And I found this verse. Jesus is the great shepherd. What the great shepherd do for the sheep? We can see from John chapter 10. Verse 11. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd give his life for the sheep." This is the good news. That's why the angel said, "Peace on earth." Now, brothers and sisters, there are three kinds of peace that everybody need to have. Number one, peace with God. After you have peace with God, you have peace with yourself. After you have peace with yourself, you have peace with other people. You cannot go and bring peace before you peace with yourself. You only can have peace with yourself if you have peace from God. So, peacemaker is the person who have peace with God. That's why, still from Hebrews chapter 13, the Bible told us, verse 21, "Make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well pleasing his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom the glory forever and ever. Amen." After God give peace to us, Bible told us that he wants us to do every good work to do his will. So the second part of the Christmas is to do his will. To celebrate Christmas means to do his will. What is his will? To bring peace, shalom, to everybody. So this morning we have 2 points. Number one, Christmas is talk about how we bring God glory. The second point is how we bring peace. Bring peace means to do his will. To do his will means bring peace to other people. Today, we are living in very, very complex situation. Everybody only finds his own will. But the Bible tells us, do his will. Bring peace to other people. How we can do this thing in our life? It's very simple. Really very simple. Now I want you to look up your friend one by one and give good smile. Good smile. How do you feel when someone give good smile to you in the morning? And he will say, oh, thanks God, I make an angel this morning. I make an angel this morning because he smiled to me. Very simple. Bring peace. Bring smile. And then this is the way we do the will of God. May God bless his word this morning. Let us pray. Put in your mind this concept. Glory of God, peace. Glory of God, peace. Jesus was born 2,000 years ago. But the same Jesus also born in our life. Because the same Jesus also born in our life, then we need to show God glory. We need to bring peace as the result of the life of Jesus in our life. We need to show his glory. We need to bring peace as the result of the life of Jesus who lived in our life. Pastor Ricky will lead us in worship this morning.
Age to age.
Let us spend time with God a few seconds in this morning. God is great God. He has shown His glory to the person of Jesus. Yes, indeed, Jesus is God. Now Jesus lives in our life. So it is our privilege that this morning God remind us so that our life is an instrument to show His glory so that every people can see how great our God through our life. And how can we do it? Just bring peace. Bring peace to your family. Bring peace to your friend. And the person who bring peace is the person who show God glory. Bring shalom. If you trouble with yourself, this morning I want to let you know that Jesus already erase every sin in your life. You are no longer a sinner, but you are son and daughter of God. You are the person who get the peace from God. That's why let us rejoice in the Lord. Rejoicing life is a blessing for other people. A person who has joy in Christ is a person who always happy, who always have joy in every circumstance. We may have problem because of situation of our environment. But as long you stay with God, you have peace. Because shalom, it doesn't mean no problem, but shalom is above the problem. Let tell the world that we have this kind of shalom. The person who have shalom is a person who free from stress. Father, thank you for this blessing to us. We really feel joy this morning because we know that Jesus bring peace to our life. Thank you for this great blessing to us, Father. Brothers and sisters, let us use our time this morning. Yes, we will pray for our brothers and sisters who have problem with physical. They suffer with cancer. They suffer with many, many diseases. They need our prayer. And we believe that God hears righteous prayer. We bring petition to Him, and He will show His mercy, power to person who is sick. Let's pray together. The last we pray for our brothers and sisters who are seeking jobs. We ask God to give the best for them. Today is Friday. Our mission focus is for Singapore and Indonesia. Thanks God for beautiful place for SPSG. We pray that SPSG growth in quantity and quality. And also pray for SP Indonesia. We are trying to do some activity that non-believer can come and join. Now there are around 10 unbelievers, they join at SPIN. We pray that Holy Spirit will open their heart so that they can believe Jesus Christ. Also pray for mission committee. They have responsible to bring mission, to bring God mission to the world. Also pray for local outreach with many activity, that every activity really bring God's love to the world. Tonight we have SPU, IP and EG activity. Pray that God bless this all activity, house church, and also special prayer for this Sunday. We have Poverty Sunday. We pray that every church member always remember there are poor people around them, so that they have responsible to show God love to them also. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for beautiful morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your message. Thank you for great privilege that can show your glory and peace to other people. Now, release your blessing to us, Father, before we leave this place. May the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of Jesus and Father, and the blessing of Holy Spirit come upon us so that we can bring shalom from today and forever. Amen.